other than the Eagles comment, thank you.
I didn't say what team.
All right, then. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings. Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is the Wynendael Regional Wastewater Treatment and Disposal Facility. That's conditional use number 1792 on Route 24, and it's a site plan.
Mr. Chairman, I sent each of you a copy when I sent some notes out. It's a site plan for a wastewater treatment and disposal facility. Under the consent agenda tonight, the commission granted a one-year time extension for this application. The site plan complies with the conditions of approval. However, the conditions of approval should be referenced on the site plan. Sheet one of the plan depicts two spray areas along with 16 Leland cypress trees to serve as a buffer along the eastern boundary of the site. A 4x8 sign is proposed along Route 24. 100-foot buffers are provided from the wetlands. Sheet two shows the ribs, an irrigation lagoon, four spray areas, and the control and treatment buildings. The final site plan needs to show the 50-foot forested buffer that's required around the lands of Midway Baptist Church. There's also a 4x8 bladed sign along Jolene's Way, Road 298. Sheet three shows two spray areas, and sheet four shows an irrigation lagoon and three spray areas. The site plan is suitable for conceptual approval. Final should be subject to review and approval of the commission once we receive all agency approvals and the conditions of approval being referenced on the final site plan. Oh, and we did receive, Lawrence received three emails with concerns about the site, but they're all through DENREC and the CZA approval, nothing to do with the county council.
Well, that's beyond the scope of what we're doing here, I believe, so.
Well, they kind of led you to believe that they were, one of them referenced EDUs, equivalent dwelling units for sewer, and that wasn't a condition of the approval. There was a reference that there is a reference in one of the conditions that the applicant has to provide county engineering with an update as they pick up developments or other parcels for future connection to the system so that they can keep track of what's in the system, for one, and because it is, will be separate from the county, the Angola system that they're creating.
Right.
And all the other issues, in our review, we felt that it was, as Shane said, it's either coastal zone information for coastal zone, or it's DENREC or county engineering. It's not really the conditional use.
Well, it's a preliminary approval.
And before we could grant finals, that we'd have to have those approvals from those agencies so we know just what their approval conditions are.
I noticed that their selection of trees for Leland cypress, and I would just suggest that the applicant try to get a conifer that's more appropriate for the region.
I suspect at some point they'll be talking to the state forester anyway. I would think we'll have to go there, but duly noted. I certainly can, it's in the record.
And I can concur with my fellow commissioner's comments about the Leland cypresses as well. I know that frequently comes up with plus comments from the Forestry Division about, you know, using native plantings rather than the Leland cypress, which is supposed to be subject to disease and being blown over.
Well, I see the applicant's representative scribbling notes so hard he's about to break the lead on that pencil, so I think they got it.
And I know they're... The comments about DENREC, I think that they, in fact, are germane to us, especially when we get to the final approval, because from what I understand, there's been considerable review by DENREC on this project that would possibly result in the relocation of some of the spray irrigation location, as well as the what they're proposing here for their ribs. And I'd like to know, Mr. Chairman, if at this point, if those ribs are in the areas that have been part of their discussion and negotiation. Well, I understand we're looking at this from a preliminary standpoint.
Which
are the ribs that are presented here in the areas that they've had the discussion and preliminary discussions with Denrec about?
Well, let's see if we can find out an answer to that question.
I think while he's coming up, Shane addressed it, but the conditions of the conditional use requirements imposed by commission and council need to be noted on one of their sheets within the site plan data or else shown on the site plan. And when they bring back final, those would be included, and also all the changes that were based on permits and approvals from Denrec and Coastal Zone Act and et cetera.
Yes, and good evening, gentlemen. My name is Bruce Patrick with Tidewater Environmental Services. And the rib location, there's a 15 to 16 acre rib location shown. And that's the same location that was shown on our original preliminary conditional use site plan. That has not changed. The only changer was a second rib area B that is no longer proposed, simply because as we went further down the soils path, it just did not pan out. It wasn't appropriate. But everything else remains the same that was shown on the original site plan.
So the rib areas that are shown here are ones that in your discussions with Denrec so far are meeting with their approval?
Yes, sir, that is true. In fact, Denrec has approved the detailed soils investigation report and the groundwater impact assessment, which essentially says that area is suitable for rapid infiltration basin disposal. So, yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, sir. Anything else for Mr. Patrick? All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone like to make a motion?
I would, Mr. Chairman. I'm just looking at what it is I want to say on the fly.
What you're moving, huh?
That's right. What I'm moving. What's moving me today?
Make sure it says preliminary.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, concerning the Wynendael Regional Wastewater Treatment and Disposal Facility, conditional use number 1797, site plan on Route 24, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, with a notation that the final site plan will be subject to the review and approval of the commission upon receipt of all the agency approvals, and that the 14 conditions of approval be referenced on the site plan.
Question.
Sir.
I believe I heard you say CU number 1797.
Is it 1792?
1792. Thank you. Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Wynendael Regional Wastewater Treatment and Disposal Facility conditional use number 1792 site plan as a preliminary, with the final site plan to become back before the commission after all other agencies have seen it.
And the 14 conditions.
And the 14 conditions have been met. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.